All right, 106.7 The Buzz here. Look, we all know our neighbors to the north are famous for syrup politeness and saying sorry to inanimate objects, but today they're trending for something a little more hands-on. Grab your brooms, kids. It's gonna get slippery. Up across the border where the wind is biting cold, they found a brand new strategy to bag themselves the gold. It wasn't in the sweeping or the way they wear their shoes. They had a secret weapon that the rest were bound to lose. The skip stepped to the hack with a twinkle in his eye. A 40-pounder granite hunk was ready for the fly. No need for heavy muscle or a frantic icy shove. Just a little bit of friction and a whole lot of love. Oh, they're crediting the finger in the delicate release, giving that big heavy rock a little bit of grease. A flick of the wrist and a specialized touch. Who knew a little digit work could matter quite so much? Yeah, the great white north is screaming, oh, Canada home, while they're massaging the handle on that polished piece of stone. Now the pundits are all blushing on the midday sports report, trying to keep it PG for a cold and heavy sport. They say it's all technique, yeah, it's all about the spin. A little digital finesse is how you bring the hardware in. Forget the Timmy's coffee and the poutine on the side. This gold medal victory was a slippery sliding ride. They really nailed the landing, yeah, they hit the button dead. With a thousand viral captions that are better left unsaid. Is it physics? Is it magic? Is it just an older knack to give the stone a tickle and never look back? We're scratching heads in Jersey, we're confused in Tennessee, while they're teaching proper handling on Canadian TV. Of the grip, they didn't let the podium or the granite handle slip. They've got the magic touch, yeah, they got the winning feel. Turns out expert fingering is part of the appeal. And that was the noise.